Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. To God be all of the glory. What a blessed day it is to be here in the land of the living. I don't know about you, but I got a reason to praise the Lord. Amen. Just another day that the Lord has kept us. He allowed us to see another day. We want to welcome you to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor. Call a friend. Text them, email them, tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to take the opportunity to welcome our listeners to the service, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be with us here today. We do hope and pray that you will continue to listen every Sunday here on Blog Talk Radio. We want to encourage you to follow us on our various social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, our Google blog. You can also follow us on CastBox.com as well to listen to the podcast there. So we want to encourage you to be a part of what God is doing with this ministry. At this time, we are going to open the prayer line. If you need prayer, you can press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer. Amen. I am Minister Elaine Jackson. Amen. And we are so glad that you are here with us today. Amen. If you need prayer, you can press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer. We do ask that you do not give your name, just your prayer request and where you're calling from. Because this is a worldwide ministry. People listen from all around the world to this ministry. And we don't want you to put your business on Front Street. Amen. To God be all the glory. Amen. We just thank God for today. It's a blessing to be alive. We ought to thank God for his goodness and his mercy. I'm seeing about it with their hand raised. I'm going to go ahead and open up with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Father, for another day. Father God, we thank you for keeping us, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for making ways out of no ways for us, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that you're able to do all things for fellows, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we know that you're a loving God and a kind God. You're a good Father. And Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus to make ways out of no way for your people all around the world, oh God. Father God, we ask you to bless every house up under my voice, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the people of God. Bless Israel, oh God, even now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to cover every house of God under the blood of Jesus. Cover Israel under the blood, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask you to meet the needs of the people in Israel, even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just give you our praise and our honor and glory, oh God, for you are our shepherd. And your word declares that we shall not want. And, Lord, we just thank you right now for meeting the needs of your people, oh God. Meet the need, oh God. Sometimes we think, Lord, that we know what we need, but you know what we need and who we need in our life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you right now that you're able, God. You're willing, God. You're a God that never sleeps nor slumber. I ask you to protect the people of God as they travel on the dangerous highways and byways, oh God, each and every day. Oh God, we thank you right now, God, for the word of God. We thank you right now, God, that you're able to do all things with fellows, oh God. We thank you, God, that you are right now, God. And we thank you, God, that you are God that already have a plan and a purpose for our life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to stand in faith and help us to walk in your way all the days of our lives. Help us to walk in righteousness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and in holiness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you will bring forth souls and save souls through the work of this ministry for your glory, God, for your word declares, if you be lifted up, that you will draw all men unto you, oh God. Let not one person hear me, but let them hear the voice of truth the spirit of truth that speaketh through the servant of God. Lord, I thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for healing and deliverance for the people, oh God. We pray for those souls to be saved, oh God. We pray right now that they will come out of sin and out of darkness into the marvelous light. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now for the great revivals that are coming forth, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, all over the nation, oh, God, for your glory, oh, God. We thank you for every soul that will be saved here, delivered, and set free from sin in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to create in each and every one of us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We just give you praise, God. Oh, Father God, all the things that are going on in this world, oh God, far and near, oh God, sadness, sorrow, pain, grief, persecution, affliction, all in the land, death and murder, oh God, all in the land. But Lord, we pray right now that your people will not have fear, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You said that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. Oh God, don't let our hearts be filled. Let our hearts not be troubled, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them not worry about anything, oh God, because you told us to seek first the kingdom of God and all of your righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us, oh God. We pray right now, God, for those who are troubled in their spirit, oh God. We pray right now, God, for peace and your comfort, God. We pray that you will comfort them on every side. Even now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I call those things that be not as though they were, in the mighty name of Jesus, if so, and it shall be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. To God be all of the glory. The message today will come from Psalms, amen, Psalm 129. Psalm 129, the word of God will come from that psalm today. And the word of God reads for the people of God for this hour. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel not say. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plier plied upon my back, and they made long furrows. They make long their furrows. The Lord is righteous, and he hath cut asunder the course of the wicked. Let them all be confound and turn back that hate Zion. Let them be as the grass upon the housetop, which withers afar it grows up, wherewith the mower filleth not his hand, nor he that bind and shears his bosom. Neither do they which go by saying, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. Amen. Psalm 129, amen. The title of the message today will be, They Won't Prevail. In him I'm strong, in him I'm free, more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens me. Through every hurt, with every scar, it didn't prevail, 'cause God is with me. In him I'm strong, in him I'm free, more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens me. Through every hurt, with every scar, it didn't prevail, 'cause God is with me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They won't prevail. It's the title of our message. Amen. To God be the glory. In this song is a song of victory over the enemies of Zion, the enemies of the people of God. The first Christian said, many a times have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Here it's talking about Israel in a time when they were in the land of Egypt. The people were being afflicted. They were being used and abused. They were being mistreated, lied on, and many other things. But the word of God tells us that they did not prevail against. Come with a message to you today to encourage you, to uplift you, to let you know no matter what the enemy does, no matter what the backbiters say, no matter what the street committee say, no matter what the lying wonders may say, nor what the devil might say, it shall not prevail against you. They will not prevail. They won't prevail. Because, see, when God is with you, he has already won the victory. You already have the victory. No matter what it is that's coming against you, no matter who is coming through, they won't prevail. They won't prevail against you. No attack that they'll bring your way, it won't prevail. Nothing that they say, nothing that they do, nothing that they think that they want to do. And I said think that they want to do. They won't prevail against you because you are God's people. God is able to take care of the people of God. We are in the last and evil days, and we're in a time where there are many mockers and scoffers and people who hate the things of the living God, people that hate the people of God, people that hate the name of Jesus, people that hate you just because, and they work and they do evil things against you. But the, just like it was for the children in Israel, they had many things coming against them, but yet it did not prevail against them. And as we know in the word of God in Exodus, we know that they came out at the end with the enemy stuff. But I want you to be encouraged. I don't want you to have fear. Fear is not of God. Because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. I don't want you shaking in your boots. Because the enemy is sure to come to kill, steal, and destroy. He come to hurt. He come to cause you scars within your own heart, spiritually. He come to cast fear at you every way that he can. The enemy will come to cast fear. He will send and dispatch people to you to tell you this and tell you that and what you ain't going to have and what they going to do to you if you don't do this. And you're going to lose this job and we ain't going to have no job. I don't know about you. I don't know about them. I don't know about your days or whoever your days are. But you got to believe the word of God. When God tells us that the enemy will not prevail over us, we got to believe it. To know that for a surety that our God is able to keep up. It won't prevail. In him we are strong. We are more than a conqueror through Christ that sent us. It is by his strength, and it's by his strength, and it's by his will and plan for our purpose for our life, we will not be defeated. Because we're built on a solid rock. Upon this rock, God has built his church, the church, Zion, and the gate of hell should never prevail against the church of God. They won't prevail. Now, that don't mean that they won't rise up against you now. That don't mean that they won't come against you with the foolishness, but they won't prevail against you. Side of the sheepfold, don't go outside of the sheepfold. Will you stay inside of the sheepfold? Will you stay in faith? Will you keep on living for Jesus? Because they won't prevail against you. Now, they're going to come at you every day. That's why they said many a time have they been afflicted. Many a time have they afflicted them from their youth. Talking about Israel, and we can look at the story of Israel. You can go back and read Exodus, one of my favorite books. But go in there and read about how the children of Israel were treated in the day of Moses and in the day of Pharaoh, how the people was treated in those days. You know, I don't know if you ever seen anybody plow, how they take a mule and plow and have the long rows and as they're applying. And some people are doing that to believers today. Many believers are going through many, many, many things, many persecutions, many afflictions. And they got many backstabbers. They're smiling in your face, and all the time they want to take your place. But they're backstabbing you in the back. They're lying on you, doing all these things against you, but it won't prevail. They're trying to put shame on your name, but it won't prevail. It will not work. They going telling on you to somebody else. It won't work. They won't prevail. They trying to make you shame. But I declare and decree they the one going to be shamed. Because you won't be moved. Why won't you be moved? Because God is with you. Why won't you be moved? Because God is for you. Your enemies will not triumph over you. Why? Because God favors you. They won't prevail. Let them do what they want them to do. And then they say, you're going to see them running with the tail tucked. And they're going to know. They're going to know it's the finger of God. They're going to leave you alone. They won't prevail. Prevail over the church of God. They can't prevail. They didn't prevail over Jesus. They certainly can't prevail over you. You covered under the blood of Jesus. They cannot prevail. And even though they may attack you, whether it be in words, whether it be in deeds, whatever they do, the thing that they're doing against you is going to be the thing that's going to come against them. Because the Bible stands to be truth. Whatever man soweth, so shall they reap. If they're sowing evil against you, and they're speaking evil against you, or your work, or your ministry, your life, your finances, your marriage, your children, whatever it is, that seed coming back to that is coming back to the words that they've spoken will come back to you. Spoke the word against you, but it won't prevail. They won't prevail. Now, I don't know who your days are, but I know they won't prevail because God has the victory over the enemy. God is still God, and he's still in control, and he's still in power, and everything has to bow down to the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Lord is righteous. You know, I love when David said, I've been old and I've been young, but I ain't never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. So I want to tell you today, when you are the seed of God, and you are the righteous, you will not beg bread, and you will not be forsaken because God will take care of you. They won't prevail over you. I don't care what they say, and I don't care what they do. They won't prevail over you. They may have risen up against you, but they will not prevail over you. I declare and decree it in the heavens and the earth and in the spirit. No weapon that your enemies, whoever your they are, can form against you, it shall not prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare that God shall condemn their lying tongues right now in the name of Jesus. Enough is enough. Don't mess with God's prophets, apostles, evangelists, leaders. Don't touch them. The word says unto us, saying, touch not God's anointing and do his prophet no harm, because you will not, the enemy will not prevail over the people of God. It won't happen. Don't do it because you won't prevail against the people of God, because the Lord take care of his people. He take care of his church. He will take care of his church. We got to have confidence in the Lord and knowing that he's able to take care of us, and know that our enemies, whoever our enemies are, whoever our day is, they will not prevail against us. You will not be moved. You will not be ashamed. You will not be disgraced in Jesus' name, because God is on you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So we got the greater. We got the same power to raise Jesus from the dead. That power dwells in us. So we can't be defeated. We are strong in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we are more than a conqueror, because he conquered. the enemy. So we already got the victory. And yeah, it may hurt, whatever they do or whatever they say. It may hurt. But it still won't prevail against you. We got to believe the word of God. Don't be shaking in your boots. What you shaking in your boots for? Because our Lord able to do all things but fail us. Don't matter how many times they go back and forth plying and telling lies and doing evil and working all kind of evil. They're working it against themselves because they won't prevail against the church. The true church of God, it will not work. They won't prevail. I don't care what money you pay for. You better be paying some tithes. Help me, Jesus. You pay your tithes and offering where you can get some a harvest off without paying it to this money to places for evil work. Because they're not going to prevail against the people of God. If they are the true people of God, if they real, you ain't going to get nothing but trouble. Nothing but trouble. Don't mess with God's church. What the word said, they will be what? Confound. And he going to turn them back. He said anything that hates Zion, anything that hates his church, is going to be confined. Don't do it. Don't come against the church of God. Don't come against the things of God. We, as believers, must believe what God says in the word. And we need to pray the word of God. One of the really good songs I want to suggest it to you, Psalm 109. It's a very good song of prayer that you can read every day. I want to encourage you just to read several songs a day. You know, it don't take that long to read a song a day. So maybe read two or three songs every day. But 109 is a very good song. And one of the things it says, is that, hold not thou peace, O God, of my praise. And it goes on, and David goes on to tell God what he wanted to do to his enemies. Because he knew that God would not let them prevail over him. We got to talk, and we got to talk to God about our enemies. We are not meant to be doormats, to let people walk over you just because you are a believer. That, God ain't calling that to be so. That ain't no truth, but be shaking in your boots because of what they said. Or what they're doing, don't be shaking in your boots. Know that they won't prevail against you in nothing. You will always win. Whether you live or die, you're going to win. So we got to trust God in the midst of all things. Because God is a God that will not break his trust. God is not a God that he will break his covenant. If he spoke it, he does not alter it. If he said it, he will do it. You got to believe it. If God says that the enemy cannot defeat you, you got to believe it. For his name's sake, they will not defeat you. For his name's sake, for his name's sake, according to the word, that they will not prevail against you. For his name's sake, because you belong to him. I'm talking to the true church. I ain't talking about wannabes. I'm talking about the real church. I'm talking about the true church of Zion. I'm talking about the remnant. I'm talking about those who are real, those who really know him. He's going to take care of you. They will not prevail against you. I want you to be encouraged, and I want you to be strong in the Lord. Don't be fearful. Yeah, people are doing some lot of foolishness today. And many things come to kill, steal, and destroy your faith, making you think that they can do whatever they want. No, they can't. They won't prevail over you. Don't let them get in your mind, because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get in your mind. Don't let them do it. The Bible said, let them be as the grass upon the housetop that withers away. In other words, it ain't going to grow. It's going to cut it down. That's why the Bible says in which one it says, Psalms 37, it said, fret not thyself because of evildoers, because they soon will be cut down like the grass and wither away. They ain't going to be no more. So fear not, stand still and see the salvation of your God. They won't prevail over you, causing all this confusion. Mm-mm. They won't prevail over you. They they will not prevail over you, even if they rise up against you. I don't care how many that rise up against you, they will not prevail. They won't prevail because God is with you. God is going before you. So they can't prevail over you. We got to believe God. Who report will you believe? I'm going to believe God. I believe in just that much, to know that God is able to do all things, but fail me. We got to believe God. He said, wherewith the mower filleth not his hand, nor he that bindeth his shears has bosom. So, in other words, ain't nothing they going to do going to prosper. It's not going to harm them. Ain't nothing they do going to work for them. It ain't going to work. It's not going to work. That's why I said, don't even, if you pass by them kind of people, whoever them days are, he said, neither do they which go by and say. Don't say the blessing of God upon them because it ain't. What the word says, I'm telling you what the word says. So you can't do it. You heard the voice of the Lord. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. They won't prevail over you. If you go back, and again, I want to encourage you to go back and read 109, and I'm just kind of paraphrasing this particular verse in there, and it said, as they love speaking curses, so let them come upon them. And as they don't like speaking blessings, let the blessings of God be far from them. And you can read that in 109. See, David knew how to go to God, and he knew how to go to God in prayer. You got to go to God with the word. Let's see what scripture that is. It's 109 verse 10, and it says, as he loved cursing, he or she loved cursing, so let it come unto him or her. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him in Jesus' mighty name. That's what the scripture says, 109:17. And see, when God get through with what he going to do, the word tells us that we shall know and your enemies shall know that this is the hand of God, that the Lord has done this thing. He has not allowed your enemies to triumph over you. And I pray for all those that are shaking in the boots and just worried about the enemy and worried about the thing, because see, that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to worry about whatever you're worrying about, whether losing a job, not having enough money to pay your bills, having whatever kind of confusion or whatever going on in your house, money running short, got more bills than money, all of these different kind of things. But God is able to provide all things for you. Some things in life we have to go through. Life is just life. That's what it is. And we all go through the issues of life. Everybody going through something, whether they saved or unsaved, we all going through something. But we as those are the ones who believe in Christ Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, he will provide everything that we need because he's our helper. Our helper is in the name of Jesus. And so no matter what it is, that's why he said, upon this rock I build my church. I built thine. I built you on a rock, man of God. I built you on a rock, woman of God. And the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. He didn't say it wasn't going to come against you, but he did say it won't prevail against you. It won't prevail against you. Yet they come against you. They won't prevail against you. If you stay in your right place with God. I mean, you can't step out of the sheepfold and go back into the world and doing your own thing. Turn away from God. Turn back to sin. You don't want to do those things. You want to stay within the sheepfold. And you want to stay in the presence of God. Because you don't want to get caught outside of that sheepfold. You don't want to die in your sin. You want to stay where he is. You want to stay in his presence. Because he just promised in the word of God that it won't prevail. Whatever our enemy does against us, it won't prevail against us. And we can hold on to it, stand on to it. We can trust in his word. If we trust in the Lord our God, he's in the midst of us. And because he's in the midst of us, we can go ahead and we can lift our hands and praise. We can sing songs to the Lord. We can glorify his name because he's with us. And even though we may be tried in the fire, we're going to come out pure as gold. Because whatever's coming against us, it didn't prevail against us because God is with us. God will comfort his church. It won't prevail against you. You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who strengthens you and me. They won't prevail. They will not prevail against you no matter what they try to do. They will not prevail against you. As that song I sung earlier, in him we are strong. We are the church of God. In him we are free. We are the church of God. We are more than a conqueror because we are the church of God. Through Christ who strengthens you and me, we will not be defeated, and nothing that the enemy can do will not prevail against us. That's why the Bible said, yet they have not prevailed against me. They didn't prevail against Israel. They won't prevail against you. They didn't prevail against Jesus. They won't prevail against you. So in him, we are strong. In him, we are free. And we got to stay free. In him, we are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who strengthens us every day. He is our strength. He is our way. He is our truth through him. You're going to make it. They won't prevail over you. They won't prevail because the Lord thou God is in the midst of thee. God is with you in these last and evil days. And I know many times things come and they come to kill, steal, and destroy your peace. They come to steal and destroy your life. It comes to steal and destroy your confidence in God. It comes to steal and kill your faith in God. It comes to hurt your very soul. It comes to bring scars, spiritual scars. It won't prevail because God is with you. And because you are his church, he will protect you. And he will put you in a place of peace and rest if you would trust in him. You know, the word of God tells us in, let's see, one of these songs, I kind of wrote it down here somewhere among all this stuff I got sitting here. Let's see what I wrote down here. It says to us in Psalm 124, it says this, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, the church of God, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when they rose up against us, they, whoever your they are, we would have been defeated if God had not been on our side. But because God was on our side, we're still here, and we'll never be defeated. The Bible tells of many of the afflictions of the righteous, but God. But God what? God will deliver us out of them all. No matter what affliction, no matter what persecution, no matter what we're going through, God will deliver us from it. God will deliver you from them. He's going to deliver you out of that thing. He's going to deliver you out of that place of affliction. He's going to deliver you from those that persecute your name. He's going to deliver you from those that are hurting you. He's going to deliver you from that. They won't prevail over you. You're going to have a testimony. Remember, that our help is in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he is our only true deliverer. They won't prevail over you. In him, I'm going to say it again, in him I am strong. You can say that with me. In him, I am strong. In him, I am free. More than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Through every hurt and with every scar, it didn't prevail because God is with. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank God again for the word of God. They won't prevail against you. And I want to encourage you to know that there will be many times that we'll go through many things in this life. There'll be many times that we will be afflicted. There will be many times that people will lie on us. There will be many times that you will be mocked. There will be many times that you will be persecuted. There will be many times that people will talk about you. There will be many times where people will lie on you. But God has said unto us in the word of God, and his message for us today, that they won't prevail. So we have to believe the word of the Lord, believe his report, and let's give him all the praise and all of the glory unto his holy name, because he is with us, and nothing by no means shall harm us. Nothing formed against us, it will not prevail. He's working it out for your good. He's working it out for my good. They won't prevail. And we're going to just go ahead and do a prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that you have not allowed the enemy to triumph over us. We thank you, Lord, that you favor us because you didn't let our enemies prevail over us, oh God. Oh, Father God, strengthen us in our faith, oh God. I pray in the name of Jesus. Don't let us walk with our heart troubled, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray right now, God, that you will comfort your people and your church on every side, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that right now, God, that you will give them strength to carry on. I pray, Father God, that they will be encouraged and knowing that you are with them and that you are in the midst of them. And they cannot be defeated, oh God, in the name of Lord. We give you all praise and all honor and all glory. We thank you for the word of God. In Jesus' mighty name, it is so, and it is done. They won't prevail. Amen. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and do the invitation to Christ. And I want to encourage you today, if you don't know him, I want to encourage you to come and to give your life to Christ. And let him come into your life and be your Lord and Savior so you can have all the benefits of being a believer of Christ Jesus. And if you are not saved, I want you to say this prayer with me. Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I believe that you lived, died, and rose again just for me. I believe that you shed your blood for my sins. Help me, Father, in these last and evil days to live right, walk right, talk right in Jesus' name. Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior, I pray. In the name of Jesus, I repent of my sin with a godless sorrow. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. We believe that if you said that prayer, you are saved. I want to encourage you to hit me up there on Facebook or Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. You can hit me up there and just leave me a message there and a contact information. I will get back with you. I also want to encourage you to begin to develop your relationship with Christ. And you do that by reading the word of God. And I'm going to encourage you to start in the New Testament and with the King James Bible. If you just want another translation, I would encourage you to get the New Living Translation and begin to develop your relationship with him and get to know the man named Jesus so that you will know him for yourself. And we want to welcome you to the body of Christ. We do want to encourage you to become a part of this ministry and all the ministries without Walls Worldwide Ministry. We want to encourage you to make this ministry your church home. Amen. Well, I want to go ahead and do the VOT announcement. We do hope and pray that you tune in to Pathetic Corner today. The first half of the hour, Power Prophetess Martha Williams from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They call us the Hour Power, and she's the first half. Voice of Truth is the second half, and we're on the air live from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to get connected to the Hour Power. Amen. You can connect with us there on Facebook. You can connect with us here on Block Talk Radio. If you click the button there, you'll be following the ministry, and then you'll get announcements that actual reminders of the service every Sunday, and you can get it with each one of the ministries. So we want to encourage you to do that. We are Church Without Walls, and we do the same thing that they do inside of the wall. Amen. The only difference is we're touching people all over the nation with the gospel of Jesus Christ through podcast. So we just thank God for you coming today. And so you can listen to all the ministries. On Tuesday night, we have for you One Word from the Lord with my leaders, Pastor Joseph Ryle, Apostle Prophet Yvonne Ryle, and they're on the air at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Block Talk Radio with One Word from the Lord. So I don't know about you, but I need a word from the Lord. And they always come with a powerful word from the Lord every single time. So I would encourage you to get connected to the ministry. Amen. If you need a coach, if you need a mentor, they are awesome leaders. I would not be where I am today without them. And I want to encourage you to do not do ministry as a Lone Ranger. You need a covering. So I want to encourage you to do that, to get in contact with them. You can contact them on Facebook, Pastor Joseph Ryle and Apostle Prophet Yvonne Ryle there on Facebook. And I think she has Yvonne Ryle. So I want to encourage you to do that today. Because you do need a covering. And I can say for me, it's my testimony, when I started in ministry, I didn't have anybody to help me, and God gave me these leaders, and I am doing ministry now, 10 years now. But I wouldn't have been able to do it on my own. You can't do ministry on your own. You just can't do it. You got to have some kind of leadership. You need a leader. So I want to encourage you to do that. And contact them or contact any of us on the team, and we'll tell you how to get in contact with them as well. But you can inbox them, you can messenger them, and just leave your contact information, and they will get back with you. We're calling all men of God. We're calling you. You can contact Pastor Joseph there, R-O-W-E-L-L, there on Facebook. Amen. And he will get back with you. We want to thank God for that. We want to thank God for all the new followers of these ministries all around the world. We thank God for you, and we love you. We want to encourage you to do that and do it today. On Wednesday, we have Faith Come by Hearing Ministry at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. And we want to encourage you to get connected to her ministry, a powerful woman of God. She is truly an elder and an evangelist. So we want to encourage you to get connected to her. She's a praying woman of God. And tune in to her service every Wednesday at 6:30. And you can connect with her also there on Facebook, Faith Come by Hearing Ministry. Amen. You can follow any of these ministries. You don't have to send a friend request. You can just click the follow button, and you'll be following these ministries. We want to thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. We want to encourage you also, if you have made these ministries your church home, and if you have been listening to these ministries for years, and I know that you have received a word, ain't no if in it, you have received a word of God that has made changes in your life. And the only way that it didn't is because you didn't want obedience to what you heard, or you didn't apply it to your life. But we want to encourage you today to sow into the ministries. And the Voice of Truth may not be the one for you. You might like Faith Come By Hearing ministry. You might like Pathetic Corner ministry. You may like One Word from the Lord. But we got a ministry for you every day of the week that you can participate in, that you can hear the word of God. And in this last and evil days, you need the word, and you need the word coming out the right mouth. You need the anointing. Every ministry that everybody got a ministry, ain't on. Some of them they ain't got no anointing. Just be real about it. God ain't even called them. They just went. They went one. And you'll never get delivered. As Elder would say, you'll never find Jesus in that church. You'll never find him because his spirit ain't there. His name is on the building. So we got to get it right. And the time now is to get it right because Jesus is soon to return, to know him for yourself. So we want to encourage you to come and be a part of this ministry now. We want to encourage you to do that. We want to encourage you to sow because we know that you're being blessed. And we know that you're listening every Sunday you're here. Every Wednesday you're there. Every Tuesday you're there. So we want to encourage you to do that. We want to encourage you to do that. We don't tell you how much to sow. We just encourage you to sow because we have to give you the opportunity to sow. So we want to encourage. We don't want your money, but you got to give. Because God can take care of his own ministry. But when we tithe and offering, we're doing that out of obedience. We're going to preach a message on that because a lot of people get tithe and offering twisted. And so it's not about Hat Day. It's not about Women Day. It's not about all these other days, the Earth's Anniversary Day. It's about you paying your tithes and your offering and paying it in the place where you're being fed and where you're receiving the word. But we got to get it right. So I want to encourage you to do that today. Get in one of these ministry apostles and pastors. You can give through Block Talk Radio. Just click on the button at the top of the page. You should be able to give there. You're going to have to inbox Prophet Martha, and she will tell you how to do that. Elder, if you because Elder's ministries are up under Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, so all her messages are there. And so if you want to tithe in her ministry, you can do it the same way on Block Talk Radio or inbox Prophetess Yvonne, and she will tell you how to do that. Or, you know, you can put this offering or this tithe for Elder's ministry, however you want to do that, but you can leave a note there. We want to encourage you to do that. We also want to encourage you to become a partner. You can be a partner and give what God is telling you to give to these ministries, to support the ministry. Ministry is not free. I know a lot of people say, well, the word of God is free, but the work ain't free. We pay a price for it every time we get on the radio. You may not know, but your leaders pay a price to bring forth a word. It costs to be on Block Talk Radio. It ain't free. Your Bible's not free. You got to pay for the Bible. So we want to encourage you to sow into the ministry. We want to sow everywhere else. We want to sow everywhere but where we receive the word. Where we receive our healing, where we deliver. God going to stop that. You going to have holes in your pocket. In Jesus' name. Because we're not doing the tithe and offering right. We receive from one ministry. Then we want to go give it over here to a big ministry that ain't gave you nothing. They don't even know your name. So I want to encourage you. Let's get it right. If you're receiving from this ministry, we need to sow where we are receiving the word of God. And if you're in a ministry in another church, and that's your church home, sow an offering because I know you're listening. Oh, you there. And you're there every week for whatever reason, you're there. So we want to encourage you to do that. And if you want to become a partner with any one of these ministries, Pathetic Corner Ministry, just contact Prophet Martha. She will tell you how to do that. If you want to do elders, if you want to do apostle and pastor, you can inbox Apostle Yvonne, and she will tell you how to do it. If you want to do Voice of Truth, I'll tell you how to do it. But we got to get it right. We got to get some seed in the ground. Because some of the stuff that's about to come forth in this world, you're going to need some seed in the ground. you're going to need some seeds for this stuff that's about to go down. So I want to encourage you to get your seed planted in the ground. You can't go out there in the garden if you ain't put no seeds and look for no collard greens, because you ain't planting no for you to get a harvest. And no, you can't buy a blessing of God, but you got to be obedient. Amen. To God be the glory. And then on, we have for you, I think it's every Monday, and we want to encourage you. There's a clip that will come to you every Monday to encourage you, moment in the spirit. We have a minister on the team that does that, ministers on the team that will do that 1 minute or 2 minute clip, and it will be released to you every week. It's something to encourage you, to help you to get through the week. So we got something for you every day of the week that you can be encouraged in the Lord and strengthened in the Lord. So we want to encourage you to do that. That's for offering of $25 or more. So if you want to do that, you can contact anybody, but you also can contact Apostle, and she will tell you how to do that. And so we want to encourage you to do that. And we want to encourage you also, if you have not purchased my ebook, The Heart Reflection, or Found It in Me, you can purchase them there on Amazon.com for $2.99. Amen. We want to encourage you to do that and do it today. Amen. We're going to get ready to get up out of here. We thank God for the word of God. They won't prevail. So when your enemy comes, just remember what the Lord has said unto us today. They won't prevail in Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's do the benediction to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. Meet us here next week at the same place at the same time here on Block Talk Radio. I'm your host, Minister Elaine Jackson. Know that God loves you. And we love you too here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Be blessed and have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. We bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.